A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Lord, for you are God all by yourself. All the testimonies of today tell us that of a truth you are God. The prayers, O God, aligning with the worship says of a truth you are God. We bow in awe of you. We bow in worship. Because looking back to our lives, oh God, Lord, we have only brought a tiny back to you of the wonders that you have done. Lord, Sister Mercy was rolling on the floor on Friday. Lord, testimonies from one house to the other. Even where there are challenges, we are confident that our God alone works wonders. And therefore, our heart is not fainting. Our heart is steadfast, believing you. Help us, Father, even as we go into your word, to behold wondrous things. Amen. Once again out of your holy law. Lord, let this lips, oh God, not be a hindrance. Lord, cause my mind, oh God, not to filter truth. But Lord, cause everything that you have in your heart to flow through this vessel. And I pray for ears to hear, hearts to believe. And Lord, the willingness to do, for it is you that works in us, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Correct us, instruct us, encourage us, help us, deliver us, do that which you alone can do. Thank you, Most High God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Put those hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Before you sit down, please pick your Bible. Let's go into the scriptures. I want us to look at Genesis chapter 18. I'm so encouraged by God. Throughout the week, the word that he had laid in my heart is visitation, visitation, visitation. I miss the workers' devotion. Please pardon me. But I was here when Minister Nkiru was praying, and she was talking about God visiting. I heard Pastor Clara talk about visiting. I heard her even share some of the scriptures that I had read that kept me awake most of the night because the Lord will not let go. And I pray by the mercy of God that as he has used two or three witnesses to confirm his word already, you will rise up to say, I am a partaker in the name of Jesus Christ. So Matthew 24 verse 20. As a prayer point, when you see a day like this, when you see a weather like this, is a prayer point that Jesus left for us. Can we read it together? Are we all there? Matthew chapter 24, verse 20, talking about the end times. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anyone there? I'd like us to read it together, ma'am. Thank you. Whatever translation. Amen. Thank you, ma'am. Yes, because we are going to leave. Hallelujah. And I hope you are getting ready for that. What was that prayer point? Let's read it together, whatever translation. And pray that your flight will not be in winter on the Sabbath. Amen. Amen. Saying to us that the end will come, but say pray that it will not be on the winter. Because some people will look at the white stuff and say, ah, God, come back for rapture another day. I'm not really ready. I need a duvet. He said, pray that your flight, your departure, your rapture will not be in winter or on the Sabbath. May the Lord help us all in Jesus' name. But thank you all for coming, for defying the rain and the snow. It is in God's hands. Hallelujah. I just want to share briefly what I believe the Lord laid in my heart. Amen. Thanking God for everyone who was in service last Sunday. Everyone who held the service together. He put in my heart the visitation of God's wonder. Hallelujah. And I ask that God with his Holy Spirit will speak and interpret his word to us all in Jesus' name. Ask somebody, are you ready for his visitation? Please be seated. Brethren, is a long read, but I'm going to cut it short. It's the text the Lord has laid in my heart. It's something that is very familiar, but we must not get too familiar with the word of God that we are not drawing from it. Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18. And I'll read from verse 1. We're glad to have North Oxford with us. God bless you richly. God bless you, the team. The Lord is at work. Amen. Indeed, it's a journey. Hallelujah. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, pass not away. I heard that from Pastor Clara. I pray thee from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fed. I heard the choir say, let's sing a few choruses. And wash your feet. Let's go to worship. And rest yourself under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort you your heart. After that, you can pass on. After I've given you my own treats, you can pass on. For therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, so do as you have said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hot. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good, and he gave it unto a young man, and he hastened to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf, which he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Hallelujah. Brethren, in the first week of this year, talking about the year of awesome wonder, the Lord has helped us as a church to know that he is the God who alone does wonders. And we have focused on the creation. We have also looked at his word. And listening to the message last Sunday, Minister Wale helped us to actually understand the benefits of creation for us. How God formed, how God perfected, and how you and I are benefiting from what God made. Hallelujah. In the week, as we shared the text on the daily on the WhatsApp group, we've looked at the wonder of God's word. But what the Lord was laying in my heart, that in spite of what we believe we know, there are people who say there is no God. They're called atheists. Amen? It's a worldview. But one thing I realize is that when I'm talking to people who believe there is no God, and they're in their rational mind, they come to situations that they cannot predict with accuracy. They do something. They say, touch wood. Or they cross finger. Or they touch them. Why that? If you don't believe, you shouldn't. What can the wood do for you? Who gave you the wood? They'll be looking quickly for wood and say, touch wood, it will not happen. Or they cross, how do they cross fingers? Fingers crossed. I would rather go to the cross than cross my finger. That's a worldview. And it's a rational worldview. It believes that everything can be explained. But sincerely speaking, I can't even explain how I'm breathing. There's another worldview called deism. Those people that believe in deism say, yes, God exists. He created all things, so you can't really talk to me about snow. I know God made it. But God does not interact with the physical world. It has no bearing on my day-to-day life. He's there, I'm here. I just need to live a good life and do good things. God is not involved in my day-to-day activity. Maybe once in a while. Oh my God. Oh, Jesus. So there is a subconscious understanding that God is there, but is too far off to be involved in the affairs of men. Brethren, in the short time that I've got, the Lord will want me to know that is a God who visits, but also the God who abides. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Abraham had a visitation. The Bible said he was sat at the tent door of his house in the heat of the day, the condition we are told. We were not told how far the visitors have traveled. They just appear to him. It was a time of siesta, a commentator said. It's a time when you should just lie down and just relax. But that visitation changed his perspective and he ran towards them. When he saw them, and another commentator said the reason why the three visitors were not just ordinary to Abraham must be because he has dealt with God before. He has had an encounter with God before. He knew the God who asked him to leave his hall and keep moving. He knew the God who told him that as the stars are, I'm going to bless you. So when he saw the coming of the Lord, he moved towards it. This year for us to experience wonder, if you are in the worldview of the Bible, if you are looking at the world through the biblical worldview, through the fact that the God you know, the God you serve, is the God who interacts. Brethren, we must run to God. Anything that suggests that God is acting should draw us to God. Anything that makes us to think, oh, God is in this, we must draw to him. Hallelujah. The Bible said he did not just run to them. He ran until he met them. Amen. He ran. He did not allow them to escape his view. He didn't come back home and say, ah, and I saw those three men. Wow, they just went. I didn't see them. No, I'm praying for you that your pursuit of God today, you will not be following his shadows. You'll be walking in his steps. You'll be walking towards him. His word will draw you closer. His breath will draw you closer. His prayer, your prayer will draw you closer to him. Abraham ran until he met these three men. We call it the theophany, the appearance of God. He bowed before, he gained their attention. He was able to pour his worship, his reverence before them. And then he made his request. My Lord, if now I find favor in your sight, pass not away. I am praying that that which will make heaven to stand with you, that which will make heaven to stick with you, God will give you that disposition in the name of Jesus Christ. I mean, if I was told today that even the boss, my manager at work, was coming to see me in my office, the first thing I do, I look around. Is there waste around me? Is there litter? That's my little office. Is there anything I don't want him to see that can give me a bad opinion? I tidy them up. This year, we need to tidy up. Because the visitors that came to Abraham did not give him advance warning. But this man was ready. I pray that you be ready for your visitation in the name of Jesus Christ. So if heaven was calling to say, hello, I'm coming to the home of Toby and Emma this morning. I'm coming to be with you. What preparation will you do? Amen. Are you going to be embarrassed and say, oh, we ought not to have this DVD here. Please put that one behind the door. Oh, this bottle of alcohol, let me put it somewhere. Oh, what preparation will we do, all of us? I just use them as a point of contact. What will you have to clear out so that he can come in? What will you have to remove from view so that God can come in? What word will have to change in your conversation so that he can come in? I think it was Baba Deboye that was sharing many years ago. He had gone to visit a home. And he entered the house and it was very good. The husband came in, went in and brought things for him. The wife went in and everyone was just happy. And as he was about to leave the door, the little child said, Pastor, please stay. Just the few times you've been in this house, just the peace. That they were fighting before you. Just stay, stay, don't go. Just stay. If your presence can make our home peaceful, please stay. And then he uncovered the strain and the stress that the couple had been going through. And by the grace of God, he was able to help them. Amen. I pray that God will help us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Are we ready for the visitation of the Lord? What if he says there is no longer a visitation? I want to be resident in your home, which is Emmanuel, God with us. That every time you go back from work, you come home, God is there. Even on your way, God is there. At work, God is there. He's watching everything that takes place. Will we change? Will we make the necessary adjustment? Or will his visit, our residence, be a burden? I pray that that will not be our experience in Jesus' name. Amen. So your worldview this year, if you want to see the God who alone does awesome wonders, is that you and I have to put ourselves in the place where we can host him, where we can carry him. And so we see in Abraham things that all of us can emulate. His generosity, his humility. I mean, Abraham, we are talking about, is not a 16-year-old man, not a 60-year-old man. He's 99. Hello, sir. Hello, ma. We're talking about 99-year-old man. The Bible said he ran to meet them. His God, is your God big enough that you can run towards him? Or you are bigger than God in size and in age? That you just, okay, God, I'll see you when I see you. Yeah, service starts at 11. Yes, 11:30. Choir would have finished singing. I'll be there. I'll see you when I see you. Is your God big enough that you can run towards him? I pray that the God we are talking about, the God you and I are singing about, the God you and I desire to encounter, will be big in our imagination, will be big in our expectation. In the name of Jesus, we see humility, we see his intimacy. They were not strangers to him. And above them, in spite of the fact that they were not strangers to him, he asked them, come. He sought to be visited. He wanted to encounter and experience God again. He actually said, please do not pass by. I pray that all that God has to do for good in this year, he will not pass you by in Jesus' name. God is sovereign. He still visits people. He still fulfills his plan and program. The question is, will he pass us by, or will we allow him to come? Not just visit us, but dwell in us. Hallelujah. Let's look at the experience for Sarah. And they said unto him, where is Sarah your wife? That's Genesis chapter 18, verse 9. Where is Sarah your wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah your wife will have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. And now Abraham and Sarah were old and very stricken in age. Sarah herself must have been about 89. And he ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of men. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord also being old. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I've heard that in this service. At the time appointed, I will return unto you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Verse 15, then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, no, but you did laugh. Sarah. Yet the visitation extended from Abraham. The heavenly visitors now went into the house of Abraham because he opened the door. I pray that you be a door opener to miracle in your house. That you be the door opener, the opener of wonder, the door of wonder. In the name of Jesus, by your humility, by your generosity. Because God still has people in your family to visit. Your mother will be visited. Your father will be visited. Your brothers will be visited. Your sisters will be visited. Your sons will be visited. Your daughters will be visited. Your friends will be visited. But Abraham opened the door. He opened the door. And they began to ask for your next of kin. I pray that your gesture of intimacy with God will lead others to their miracle. Amen. In the name of Jesus. According to biblical writings, this is the first time Sarah was called by her covenant name. We don't know whether the city have accepted to call her, to accept her as princess, to accept her as the one that God has visited. But heaven came and called her by a covenant name. I am praying that whatever name you have been called that does not match up with your covenant name, in this season of visitation, heaven will impose your covenant name. You are loved. You are saved. You are healed. You are delivered. You are prospered. You are God's servant in the name of Jesus Christ. It was customary in those days for the ladies to be behind the door. And so Sarah was taking her usual position, but heaven was pulling her forward. I pray by the mercy of God, beyond where you could reach to, beyond where life has put boundaries around you, beyond where culture has put boundaries around you, beyond where policies have put boundaries around you, heaven will single you out. Heaven will call you forth. Heaven will call you forward, because it's your season of visitation of God's awesome wonder in the name of Jesus Christ. And when God begins to use your situation as a point for the Lord's return, you know that something has happened. Because God was saying, look, I'm leaving today, but this one that I have called forth, by the time I come again, she is a reference point. And that which she didn't have, I will bless her. That which she had been reproached about, I will give to her. That which was far-fetched, almost impossible, I will make happen. I am praying for you that in this year of awesome wonder, if you are going to laugh at all, laugh at your unbelief. Don't laugh at the promise of the Father. Laugh at the fact that you forgot that God can do it. Laugh at the fact that you accepted the opinion of men against the prophecy of God. Laugh at the fact that you yourself agreed with your body that it can't happen again. You agreed with your situation. Because God is going to really give you proper laughter, covenant laughter, in the name of Jesus Christ. Sarah had lost hope in waiting. But believe me, people of God, that your waiting and God's visitation, there is going to be an alignment. There's going to be an alignment between what you've been waiting for and the visitation of the heavens. Where God needs to confront your unbelief, he will. Amen. Where God needs to help your unbelief, he will. There are times that God will not help your unbelief. He will challenge your unbelief, as he did for Sarah. And I'm praying that as Sarah conceived the word, is anything too hard for God? And every time her body will say, I'm no longer active, she will reply, is anything too hard for God? Every time that she had opportunity to look at Abraham and their mind is playing on edge, the question of heaven will challenge them, is anything too hard for God? In this year of awesome wonder, that question will meet an answer of the faithfulness of Jehovah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have a part to play. Because concerning Sarah, this is what was said of her in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11 verse 11. And then someone else, Hebrews 13 verse 2. Let's share the reading. Even as we begin to trust God, that is our time and our turn. Say, it's my time and it's my turn. Hallelujah. A few people heard it. Say, it's my time. And it is my turn. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11, 11. Years after, when people began to understand that visitation, what was written concerning Sarah?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 11, 11, I read. Through faith, yes, also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive.
Amen.
To conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful.
Hallelujah.
Who had promised.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you very much. Have you got 13:2 as well? Let's just read it and then we trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, please.
Be not forgetful to entertain strangers.
Amen.
For thereby some have entertained angels unawares.
The story, thank you, ma'am. The story and the response of Sarah and the response of Abraham to their visitation is a landmark for you and I. Sarah believed God. And because she believed God, she received the power to conceive in spite of her condition, in spite of biology, in spite of the experience of men. I am praying to God that that which you are receiving this year will inculcate in you the power to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ. It will feed your faith and starve your doubts. In the name of Jesus. We have to be expectant of wonder. And I want you to think, what does wonder mean to me? The Bible says concerning Abraham, he entertained strangers, but they were angels. I am praying that your response to God this year, even though you think you are doing a little, God will magnify it because it will touch his heart. Your response to the gospel will touch the heart of God. That when you God asks you, go out and be a witness, every step you take, everyone you minister to, heaven will be a record that you have served God acceptably in Jesus' name. Brethren, that same day that the Lord visited Abraham and visited Sarah was the same day he visited Sodom and Gomorrah. The visitation that brought joy into a family brought destruction to a city. They didn't go back to heaven to say, let's go and reconsider. It was already part of their journey. The only thing is that after they were about to leave Abraham, God said, shall I hide anything from my servant Abraham? People of God, as God is visiting us, he will be showing us things about the cities, the community, the nations around us. As Abraham stood in intercession for nations, we will continue to stand in intercession for nations, for cities, for communities. Nigeria is going through a phase right now. I'm reading a lot of things on social media and I'm asking God, what are you saying about this nation? As we stood in the gap for Zimbabwe, as we stood in the gap for America, please stand in the gap for Nigeria. Abraham, after receiving his own visitation, he stood in the gap for Sodom and Gomorrah. And even though the visitation was not as good as Abraham would have wanted it, because what he didn't want was for God to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, but the people were not ready for their visitation. But God delivered Lot that was connected to Abraham. There are things that are set in motion that in the season that we are in, we have to pray and intercede like we haven't done before. And it's all part of wonder. I believe it's wonder that God will enter a family and will say to them, we want to destroy this city, but we are taking you out of this. It's wonder. Somebody say it's wonder. I pray for you as I pray for myself that when you watch the news, when you read the newspapers, you will ask God, Lord, let your wonder be seen in the name of Jesus. Amen. Brethren, the Lord asked Abraham and Sarah, is there anything too hard for God? We're going to rise up on our feet. That this question that challenges unbelief will transform us. Transform me, transform you. There are many situations going on around you. Some of us are going through challenging situations. And you are wondering, or people have even put a conclusion on the matter, that you know what? Just let it be as it is. God is challenging that situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Because when he shows up, circumstances bow. The confidence that God will want you to have is that don't conclude based on what you are seeing. You are not part of those that touch wood. You need to touch God. Just as Abraham touched God. I heard Abraham say to God, God, please sit down. Let me give you a morsel of bread. Brethren, a morsel of bread is what birds will feed on. But by the time he brought it, he was feasting them. Read it. He was killing animals. He said, come, let me take a little water and wash your feet. By the time he settled down, he was doing more than that. He was going in and out. I don't know, maybe what you want to offer God is a morsel. Begin to change how you are going to interact with God. Because they said to him, do what you have planned to do. And they gave him opportunity to lavish generosity. I'm praying for you that your time, your talents, and your treasures, you will lavish on God in the name of Jesus. Remember, you are the person of faith to open the door of wonders to your family. Your testimony this year is not going to be, God did this for me. You say, oh, and I prayed and see what the Lord has done. The door of faith is going to affect generations because you prayed in the name of Jesus. You are not going to be selfish. God, in his mercy, used Abraham to link up with Sarah. And Sarah, from their family, linked up with Sodom and Gomorrah. I want God to open our eyes of understanding. That the relationship we have with God, the visitation, and the abiding presence of God that we have is meant to affect nations. It's a visitation of wonder. Let's lift up our voices and just thank God for his word. Acknowledge that your heart is ready for God's visitation. If it's not ready, tell God to help you to deal with things that will not foster his visitation. I'm not leaving any stone unturned. We need to declutter our mind. We need to declutter our homes. We need to get rid of the things that God is not pleased with. We are expecting his move in the church, in the departments. We need to challenge ourselves about how we have been serving God. In media, in ushering, in the junior church, in the choir, among the men, among the women, in the singles, the youths, and the children. The way we are going, is it attractive to God to want to say, I want to stay in this house and show myself strong? Is it attractive to God? Can we say, God, stay, and then he abides because the atmosphere is right? Are we creating the right atmosphere? Ask the God of heaven to forgive, to cleanse, and to purge. Your conversations at home, the situations around you, is it conducive to the visitation of the Most High God? At work, is it conducive to divine visitation? Brethren, don't hesitate to ask the God of heaven to change our mindset, to change our disposition. God, to make us generous in our worship of him. God is not forcing us to worship him. If we want to worship him, let's go the full flow and pour our libation before him. God is not coming to your home to eat bread and drink wine. He's coming because you prayed. He's coming because you created an incense of prayer. He's coming because there is worship in your heart. If Abraham could pour all that he has physically upon God, you and I can also borrow from him and be generous in how we embrace his presence. And this is not a situation where you are looking at, is somebody there? Is somebody there? You are enough to attract God. Your disposition is enough to make a difference in the family, in the church, in the nation. You are the Abraham of now. You are the one that recognizes the presence of God as it draws near, and you are the one to run to him. It does not matter if others are sleeping. It does not matter if others are resting. There was siesta in the city, but people were resting, but Abraham ran towards God. I pray that your move towards God today will be moves of miracle. This year, your approach, your steps toward God will make tremendous things to happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that the areas where it appears as if there have been barriers around you, heaven will pull down those barriers. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Sarah was behind the door, but God was there. He listened to the conversation. Every area where you have been kept behind the door, heaven will let you know that your voice has been heard. Your laughter is known. Your thoughts have been heard, even in heaven. In the name of Jesus. This year, you will not dwell in obscurity. Spiritual obscurity will not be your portion. Financial obscurity will not be your portion. Oh God, I declare by your mercy that your counsel of awesome wonder will be a reality to everyone, to every home, to the city and to the nation. In the name of Jesus. Is there anything too hard for God? I want you to judge your situation by that question. Judge your situation by that question. That question did not expire in the New Testament. When Mary asked the same question, it was in doubt. She got the same question. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Was Brother told you about 2 or 3 years ago, I was talking about impossible. And he wrote the word and gave it to me, I think, after service. How impossible truly means impossible. Challenge your situation by that question. Is anything too hard for God? When God says it, who will annul it? So you just need to hear what God is saying about your situation. As you go into this week, I declare that the word of the Lord will ride over every water. Amen. The word of God will have authority over every situation. Amen. I pray that you will see your world through the word of God. Amen. I pray that your heart will be knitted with the visitation of God. I pray that your expectation of God's intervention will draw him close to you. And he will through you open doors to other miracles. In the name of Jesus. Many people around you are hurting. Your colleagues at work are hurting. They have situations that they don't have. They don't know where to turn to. Today you have come to the presence of God. So that as you go tomorrow, you are opening the door of faith. If they want to laugh, let them laugh. Heaven will ask them, why are you laughing? Is anything too difficult for God? But you and I must allow them to hear the gospel. And the people that were touched yesterday through the tea and coffee, we ask that question will continue to ring in their heart. In the name of Jesus. And so will all our outreaches be in this year. That whenever we declare the presence of God, every unbelief will be challenged. Is anything too difficult for God? May you return with testimonies of how situations bowed. Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. It is well with you. So, Father, we thank you for your authority over circumstances. But much more, your intimacy with us. We cannot comprehend your authority until we step into intimacy with you. Intimacy opened the door of authority to Abraham and his household. I pray that everyone here will run towards you. They will not run away from you. Every brother, every sister, every family, we will run towards God. We will run towards his presence. Lord, the social life, the economic situation will not take us away from you. Amen. Daddy, help us that we may hear you once again declaring that the things you said last year, you are still working on them. And the ones you have declared this year, you have not forgotten them. Family by family, department by department, assembly by assembly, city by city, nation by nation. Help us to be the people that will be declaring your awesome wonders. Thank you, Most High God. Let your blessings rest upon your people. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless. Yeah.